same since that night. I wish I said I loved you just one more time. I try to figure out how to make you right, but I don't know where to go from here. Now I don't know where to go from here, but I know I'm a mess when we're not together. Such a wreck. I hope it's not forever.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks, bullshit walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you get beat the crap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hose pipe, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on all night like porch lights. Let's do it, fuck talking. We out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these rusty niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or but fucks. Bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tunchi, young Tunchi, I'm a truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips, smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Never talk to the cops, I don't speak pig Latin. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Janet Jackson. Tell the bitches that be hating, I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name, what's your sign? Zodiac killer. All rats gotta die, even Master Splinter. Yeah. Murder 187, I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman, I'm selling all these hoes' dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer, then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion, and I can't trust none of these niggas.
Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. Since y'all motherfuckers so blind to the fact, to tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. That pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Damn, fuck all y'all bitches.
Look at you.
Straight up.
Now look at us.
Any bitch out there that ain't that won't give me no pussy.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Fuck you and your asshole, bitch.
All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
And your nigga a hoe.
Unbreakable, they scared to face the truth because they hate the view. They taste the juice, I hope it make them puke. I'm breaking loose, should I throw up the deuce or should I wave the deuce? In 1982, my mama take me to a space shuttle. Say now I'm raising you, and ain't no baby food unless you go and take the neighbor's food. And be afraid of who I made the loot when money went from almond green to navy blue. I said salute, bulletproof, I gave them proof. Sometimes feel like my head is screwed, twisted like tornadoes too. Man, I'ma need some crazy glue. Her walls is what I'm breaking through, her nails, she gon' break a few. You could never break me down and I can't hit the brakes for you.
You cannot break down what can be broken. Out of all the reckless, I was chosen.
Yeah.
When all of the lights, they get low.
Low.
And all of the curtains, they close.
They close.
You cannot break down
what
can't be broken.
Fix the brakes, you emulate, I'm laughing in your face. Now fix your face, I can't disintegrate. Cause I facilitate a meal a day for like a million days. At least the bills are paid, the children safe. Wanna get away? No, I'm here to stay. I'm really great, but don't discriminate. Cause I done seen a mirror break behind a pretty face. You sticking out your chest, your titties fake. Don't make me pick your fate, I'm picking out a mate. She get replaced, the heart was built to break. I'm smoking icky, watching Ricky Lake. I got a lawyer that turned any case into a pillowcase. My killer straight, let's do some Q&A. You saw the news today, got news to break and rules to break. It hurt to say they wanna get the tune to break. It's worth the wait, commercial break.
You cannot break down what can't be broken.
G-Code.
Out of all the reckless, I was chosen. When all of the lights, they get low. And all of the curtains, they close. You cannot break down what can't be broken.
Mic's on.
There you
hey
go.
Guys.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that say? Oh, okay. This is Stella, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Radio in Tufts, and in Medford. And today we're on air with Parker Collins, Ryan Martino, and Michelle Grissendler taking over the Joe Show for Joe Perullo.
Yeah, what is it usually? The two girls, one mic?
It's our two girls, show. Two guys, one mic.
Yeah, I know. I guess we're guesting with you now. I mean, you're in charge. It's good, though. I'm excited. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my dad earlier this week, and he was talking to me about this. He said, hey, buddy, you still doing that radio show? Yeah, I am. He's like, do you guys talk on there? I was like, yeah, like, we try, but, you know, we don't really know what to do, you know, so we just end up playing music a lot. He goes, you know, that's funny, because I have a couple of topics for you, actually.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, you know, I think you should talk about people you take exception to.
I said,
what? He said, no, I mean, like I was driving in the parking lot the other day, and the guy in front of me, he was going really slow, and he was passing all these open parking spots, and if I'm going to be honest, I took exception to that. I said, Dad, if you ever give me a topic like that again, I swear to God. He said, well, if you didn't like that one, I've got another.
This guy's been thinking about this for years.
Oh, yeah, no, he was. And he said, if you don't like that one, you should talk about words that aren't words, but should be.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, he said, for example, a snargle. a snargle, it's the little icicles on top of ice cream that forms when it's been in the freezer too long.
Oh. And I said, like when ice cream gets burned by the
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, Dad, one more idea like that, and you're going in the retirement home as soon as possible. That's awful. That was the worst idea I've ever heard.
No, I feel like if you give me like 5 minutes, I'm gonna come up with a few.
I can think of one already.
What? Suey. Suey's not a word. There's no definition to suey.
Definition for suey, Michelle.
I don't know. Wait, you have to do it with a tone too, like
suey.
Schmeef.
Well, that we've made that up. That's
yeah,
Schmeef is a good one.
See, this is what I'm saying. It runs out quickly, doesn't it?
It really does.
I feel like a flurmp could be like, you know, like when you let like all the air out of something, and it's like, it's not, it's like that, like, like that kind of like noise, but it's not
a flurmp?
Like a flurmp.
A flurmp. How are we spelling that?
F all sorry, this is the 8th grade spelling bee, AOA middle school champion right here. F L U R M P. Flurmp.
Correct.
Wait,
you won the spelling bee?
Twice.
Twice?
I went to the Cuyahoga County District Spelling Bee Championship.
Oh, so it wasn't just like a small school. Oh no, this was Nat.
No.
Were you on the Scripps path?
Yes, like it was like, wow. Like I kept like winning. It was like you go to the National Spelling Bee Championship.
Well, that's what always got me about spelling bees. It's like you're sitting up there, and a majority of the people in the audience know how to spell the word. And if you don't, you aren't. Everybody is sitting there listening to you say the wrong letter, and they are laughing at you. You don't think they're laughing, but they're laughing at you.
Yeah, especially because they put the word at the bottom, so they're exactly. Like, oh, it's so obvious.
And it's all English teachers. It's all English teachers that are like judging you. So you're sitting there, and you're like, okay. Unicycle.
Yeah, dude. W. Dude, you know what still haunts me? You know what still haunts me? The 5th grade spelling bee? Government. That sneaky N. It's dude, it slipped in there. I didn't know it was there.
So what did you go for? Like government?
Government.
Oh, yeah, you went for the government.
You know, it was government.
You know what I would say people
my
I
mom
make exception
looked at me
to?
With such shame after that, dude. Ugh.
People
I make exception to. People who... I can excuse, like, a once or twice, like, you know, use, like, I've done it before, too, like, just a slip-up, but, like, consistently using, like, the theirs wrong.
Or, like, you the know? Yours.
Or the twos.
Your and
the
yours.
The twos is annoying.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm, like, talking to a guy or something, and he, like, uses, like, the wrong twos and the wrong theirs too much, I'm like...
That's a red flag.
Would you take that as a red flag?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it just means you're
that's
dumb.
Just a, that's low intelligence. Like, I'm not going to judge someone for spelling something that's difficult to spell wrong, but like if you took grammar in like the 3rd to 9th grade, like...
How many times does he have to mess up there for you to just cut it off?
Like 2.
Twice.
Oh, jeez, that's a low cutoff. The dude sitting on the other side blocked it and reported, like, what did I do?
Like, are you there? Like, open up.
Are you there?
Open up, I just got here. Are you there? Are you there? But, like possessive.
There was a house on fire, and the children, I saved their lives. So, wrong, they're blocked and reported. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I could make a lot of people I make exception to.
Oh, yeah. It's a long list. Well, that's why I thought it was so, it was such a ridiculous prompt, because it's like, just people you don't, just first of all, just say people you don't like. Why are you saying people you take exception to?
That's
like,
so, like, that makes it
better. No, it makes it better because you really got to think about it then.
Oh, yeah. It's a spit. Do you think it changes? I feel like it changes when you're like, you take, is that harsher or better than, like, not
it
liking
it? It almost feels like more pity, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah. I pity you. I take exception to you.
Yeah.
Or I feel like it's more of just like, you have disdain for their existence, you know. I feel like it's worse. Like, it's their whole livelihood that you don't like.
You cannot like someone, but to take exception is a whole deeper level.
Yeah, to a type of person. Such a minimal thing too to get on my dad's list of taking exception. Just going too slow in a parking lot. Like,
you went past too many spots.
Oh my god!
I feel like you learn something new about your dad every week. You know, I was calling my sister today.
Yeah.
Saying my dad called her up and he's like, I'm driving through New York. I'm coming up to New York. And she said, oh, great. You know, we can get, you know, dinner, because my sister lives in New York. Yeah. And he's like, oh, we can get dinner. We can go see this. You know, he's like, goes, no, what? I'm going to buy art that I found on an auction site because I've now gotten into flipping art in my free time for thousands of dollars. Dude, it's not even, this isn't even like $20 painting. Thousands of dollars.
I don't have time for you, please.
Yeah, literally. And she's like, what? Same guy, by the way, who dumpster dives at Home Depot for free plants. I guess he's just resourceful. I don't know what to take out of it, but like, I guess he's into the art market now. Oh, he's a full-time job. I don't know.
What does that mean, flipping art? Like, taking, like, destroyed pieces and, like, revamping them?
No. He looks through estate sales, so he sees, Grammy.
I love a good estate
Grandma
sale.
Died this week. Let's go. And let's hit that house and see what type of gems are in there. So he looks for art, and he was saying that, like, he'll look for the type of artist. And if it's a popular type of artist,
he's gonna sell it.
He'll know if he can flip it or not.
That's smart.
For like 300%.
No,
literally.
My mom,
yeah.
She bought. Wow. We were at an estate sale because we are an estate sailing family. Estate sailing is a verb. We went to this estate sale once, and you know the classic reaction, like, yes, double homicide. Let's go. And we
the blood's still in the room and yeah. Everything. They're walking around.
It smells a little weird in here. And then we get there. my mom finds this painting. It's like a 8x11. And it's a. Just a massive red lobster. She's like, I love this lobster. And I'm like, what? She's like, we're buying the lobster. It's like $70. My dad's like, okay, if you like really want this lobster. She's like, it's a really nice oil painting. She looks up this like artist when we get home. The lobster painting's worth $8,000.
Oh my god.
Like, works by the same guy that are like similar and like have sold for $8,000. And she's like, I'm keeping this till I die.
Oh, she's keeping she's sell keeping that in a heartbeat.
Oh my god.
What? She's like an artist though. Like,
this
she
is
loves,
kind
yeah.
of like a really good idea.
What, just lurk for art?
Yeah, because like $8,000 to me, I mean, that's just like, that's a whole life right there.
You don't need much more than $8,000.
That's two little Wayne tickets.
I don't know if I have the energy that like my dad has though. He's that drive. Like, he's working all day and then he has a drive to go out and then look for random art pieces to flip on Craigslist.
Yeah. Like, only dads have that drive.
Only
too.
Dads have that drive.
Oh my god. My dad, like, it was like this summer we were in like, it was like the middle of June. He'd been working in the yard like all day. He's like, let's go. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, we're going to Akron. And that's like an hour away. And I'm like, well, what are we doing in Akron? I'm like, I'm going out at like 8 with my friends. He's like, we're going to go buy some fish. He's like, I need to buy some fish in the pond. And I'm like, can we like go to Petco? He's like, oh no, this is like a fish dealer. Like, he's got the fish that I want. And I was like,
premium fish.
So we're sitting in Akron.
Petco
for
sale, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. So I'm like sitting with my head down in Akron for like an hour and a half while he's like looking at these like bright orange like koi fish. And he's like, wow, this is such a rare breed. I can't believe I bought these. And I'm like, he's like, oh, pack the car up. I just bought 30 fish. So I was like, okay.
No, it's only dads, yeah. No, like the Home Depot one gets me because he loves plants for some reason, and he can't get a, like, we have a full decked out garden, front garden, back garden, mm-hmm. like the whole porch with the everything, mm-hmm. you know, and he can't get enough.
And manages it all.
And he put, like, dude, I'll come home and there's plants in my room, in my shower, and like in everything. He just keeps it everywhere, dirt everywhere. It's terrible. And he has not paid for a single plant. He has not paid for a single plant.
Does he steal them?
He lurks. No, he'll sneak into it. He'll be like, all right, let's, like, are you going you know, to your friend's house. Oh, I'll drive you, whatever. And then you see him start taking the left. You're like, where are you going? He's like, nowhere. Don't worry about it. And then you pull right next to the Home Depot dumpster. And he's like, all right, hold my ankles. And he's face first in the dumpster. Meanwhile, like, he was the first to figure this out, by the way, that you could steal full plants from Home Depot. Mm-hmm. He asked one of the workers one time. And then, and they said, yeah, take it. Like, they just get thrown out anyway. And since then, he's had a horde of old women in the neighborhood that have been lurking on his plants.
They've seen that he does it. It's a community.
So we'll be pulling up, and there's like an old Asian lady like hobbling towards the thing. He's like, dude, we need to get. And he jumps out, throws an elbow, like gets out of the way. He's like, dude, we need to get it. Come on, get him in the bag.
Yeah, one of the biggest rifts we had in our family when we moved houses 4 years ago was about how we were gonna bring the 10-foot banana tree that my dad had been cultivating in our living room to the new house. My mom was like, we're getting rid. Oh, like. Yes, like there's a...
You had
like
a banana tree. First of all, bananas come from trees.
Like, it's like a banana, like, plantain, like, tree. It's like a... Like,
do you harvest
up.
It?
You can, like, grow plantains on it, but you don't... No one eats them. Like, it's just for my dad's enjoyment. And he was like... So we're moving. My mom's like... Like, we're throwing this shit. Sorry, we're throwing this down the hill. And my dad's like, no, we're absolutely bringing this. Like, I'll do anything to bring this plant with us. And my mom's like, we can't. It's not negotiable. Like, it's like his third child. And so what we do is that he, like he had to, like, split the plant, like, cut it and split it into, like, four different pots. So now at our new house, we have, like, four massive banana tree plants just like in one room, and you walk in, it's like a jungle. And he's like, this is my greatest joy. Like, there's a room. I counted the sunroom. There's 35 plants in the sunroom.
A banana tree would be awesome. In the living room?
It's an interesting tree to have within your house.
It's just NFL
it's
Sunday.
Everything is. Yeah.
NFL Sunday, you're in the living room. You're hungry for a banana. You just reach over the old banana.
Well, it's That's actually crazy. It's in the room
to be able
behind
to
the
pick
TV.
Fruit within your house is so easy. I would love that.
Just an apple tree would be amazing.
Yeah.
Also, imagine imagine a friend coming over like, dude, can I have a snack? Oh, do I have a snack for you?
Fresh plantains. Right.
Look behind
tree.
You, buddy. Do they fall on the floor too? Like, do,
no.
Like, do they fall?
So the,
like,
also do... the other funny thing about this is that, like, the plants are never harvestable. Like, you'll just see like these green plantains. I'm like, Dad, can we do anything with them? He's like, no, they're not ripe yet. They haven't been ripe yet for like 4 years. Like, who knows what's going on with
these
things?
So has there ever been a yellow banana?
No. And he's like, I'm like, Dad, like, what's going on with this tree? He's like, it can't reach its full potential. Like, we're in Ohio.
Maybe
like, I need to move. Yeah, he's like,
it's in the living room.
And he's like, no, like, I promise. Like, we just gotta give it like another 5 to 7 years.
Have you ever tried to pick one of the bananas off?
Oh yeah. Oh, my dad's picked it off. Like, he's chopped it, inspected it. Like, nothing
it's
edible
not
about
edible,
that. No.
Edible.
What's the passion for bananas come? Like, where does that come from?
I think
it's
just
a childhood trauma that he's manifesting.
Like,
in his
I'm
old
curious
age.
If George did a number on it. I'm curious if the George.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some people have a fear of bananas. You know, my sister has a fear of bananas, actually.
So
but it's
some
not
people
the first
or
person.
Your sister?
Well, it's my sister has a fear of bananas, but she's not the first. I've had a friend or two that has a serious.
Where does
phobia.
It arise from? Like slipping on a banana peel?
I think it's that would be goofy.
Has anyone ever actually slipped on a banana peel?
Like
that's
donkey
not
Kong,
right.
Like, I don't think that would be the most comical. If you had to walk into an ER and be like, I have a fractured spine. Oh my god, what happened? I don't want to talk about it.
Explaining that at the family gathering, like, why you're doing crutches
a back
and
brace.
Stuff like that. Why you got a big back.
I wish it was effective, though, as, like, a weapon.
Well, like, in the movies, they really made it seem like you could just launch one of those things out there, and it was, like, going to be great.
Like, you could be driving in your car, and you're just like, wow.
No, that doesn't do as well. That's why I keep batteries in my glove compartment.
Batteries?
You throw batteries at someone.
What?
I'm just kidding. You wouldn't actually do it. Wink.
Batteries.
Someone cuts you off. I mean, Boston's an aggressive place to drive.
You just
I know.
Throw
well,
a good old battery at them.
Yeah, you got to set the precedent. Pennies and batteries, man.
Batteries are heavy.
Pennies,
they're
batteries.
Heavy. I'm just kidding.
The weirdest
don't actually
thing I
do
my
that.
Car.
Don't throw batteries
at people.
You can't promote that kind of behavior.
not promoting violence. Unless you see an act of crime, then you can throw batteries.
Unless there's someone you take exception to. Someone's
going real slow in the parking lot in front of you. Like, you can
you
throw
start pelting banana peels and batteries at them.
with the sound effect, the
whoop. They gotta do a 360 upon
it. You know, I've also wondering, like, on the same topic, like, you know, like in cartoons and stuff, like, they always had, like, boomerangs. Like, do boomerangs actually work?
I have a boomerang at my house.
They don't work.
I've used a boomerang. They do not work.
A lot of viral videos I've seen boomerangs actually.
You've seen them actually.
Maybe once out of a thousand throws.
Like, throw it in, like, a really, like, technical way. Yeah. It'll come back.
And you have to get the right wind.
That's
and
false
it's like
advertising.
And it's also, what's the point? Is it like a frisbee or is it a weapon? You know, because like I've seen it. I feel like there's cartoons, right, where it's a weapon.
Yeah.
Where it's like someone's running into the distance, like you ping it off their head, and then it comes back.
I think it's supposed to be like to throw it at a bird, and then the bird will like come back because you're. Like,
a bird?
Yeah, like for hunting.
No, it's not for hunting.
Out a bird.
No, there's no chance you could hit a bird out of midair with a boomerang.
You could.
No one can throw that accurately. What are you, Josh Allen? You can't hit a bird
somebody
out of midair.
That'd be the craziest like video.
Dude, you'd have to throw it so fast, dude. You can barely hit a bird with a shotgun. Like,
there are people that can do it.
With a skeet shooting is difficult, and that bullet's moving like 1,000 miles an hour.
I'm gonna look this up.
Fact check: Can you hunt birds with boomerangs?
Why are boomerangs used for?
Why they even invent a boomerang?
That's the goofiest man on the planet.
False advertising to poor Australian kids in the outback, just like throwing these.
God,
like
I'm right.
No way.
They are weapons for hunting birds and games such as emu, kangaroo, and other marsupials. The hunter can throw the boomerang directly at the animal or make it ricochet off the ground. In skilled hands, the boomerang is effective for hunting prey up to 100 meters away.
That's crazy.
If you can kill a kangaroo.
Do they come with razors? Do they come with other sharp boomerangs?
No.
That's crazy.
A kangaroo is a buff animal.
Those things are terrifying. I have a boomerang at my house that's like an Australian boomerang.
Which is also, by the way, like the least terrifying thing in Australia.
Oh my God.
Have you ever seen the spider, like the archways of spider webs in Australia? Like
spiders?
You walk under them and they're just like just a massive cobweb that you have to walk through.
But they have those, I think they have like those massive like crabs there too, don't they? Somewhere like in the Patagonias where it's like they have these like massive like crabs that are like they all just like gather on the beaches and they're like this big.
There's 1,000 ways to die in Australia and all of them are unpleasant.
Yeah.
I would go so far as to say kangaroos are one of the most terrifying animals.
They're so terrifying.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
You ever seen those buff those things?
I don't think they're terrifying.
No, you come too close to them, they're going to kick you.
Have you seen those pictures of those ripped kangaroos?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're,
no, I'm saying they kill you, but it's like you're still looking at a goofy animal bunny hopping at you, and he's like this goofy tail. And
they go so fast, though.
They've got a little kid hanging out of their paw.
It's huge and like bigger than you and going to kick you in the stomach.
Have you ever seen the pocket where the thing is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying.
When I was in third grade,
it's like a rib cage.
When I was in third grade, they made us watch a video of a kangaroo giving birth, and it like gave birth, and then the little baby embryo kangaroo crawled up like the skin of the kangaroo and went into the pouch. Crawled up.
Oh, that's vile.
Third grade teacher watched that, cleared that with like what the principal.
Yeah.
No, because we had a whole unit about Australia.
And that's where your Australia obsession began.
Oh, that's important to learn.
Yeah.
That's important.
We spent like half the year. We made our own didgeridoos and we sat in a circle and like played the didgeridoo.
Can't name the sixth president, but I know a lot about Australia.
Have you ever seen a kangaroo bird?
Do you think it's comfy in there? Like, do you think, like, child you, could you think you'd be comfortable in a kangaroo pouch?
Oh, yeah. It's probably warm in there.
It's just a womb.
Warm little,
like,
it's a womb.
What's the age cutoff where you could fit a kangaroo?
Probably, like, 24 inches long, a human.
Okay, what? What age is that? 24 inches is
just too big.
0.2
Super specific number.
The embryo that crawled up the mom's, like, stomach or whatever was literally like this big. It was like an inch.
For our millions of listeners, that is 1 inch.
A kangaroo pulls out the old ruler. And like, oh, you've been getting a little too big to be.
Well, do they really like sag out of there? Or are they like nestled in? You know, like can we do oversized or is it?
What do you mean? Are you talking about like curling up?
No, like when it gets older, do they like kind of hang out in the front?
Yeah.
You know, and just like.
grab a
look. Yeah, no, I think they look above. They
have you guys never seen like Horton Hears a Who?
No.
That's how they look out for the boomerangs. They have a little guy. They have a little guy in the front.
He's got someone in the binoculars.
Grab a luggage tag and weigh them. If they're overweight, the kangaroo, baby kangaroo's got to pay a little bit extra to be in there.
I feel like it would be unpleasant having that thing.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
I'd be so angry.
Oh my god.
If it's chatting,
I don't even like wearing a backpack.
Yeah.
If I'm like just out hunting and that thing's like in my ear all day.
Especially because children are annoying. You know?
Oh, children.
And have it inside of you all the time.
But like able to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like you got through a horrible stage like being pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's with you all the time. Is that how moms feel?
Like, commenting on you. Shouldn't have done that.
Nice try.
Oh, told you.
Oh, didn't see that boomerang, huh?
You just got merch, mom. Like, what?
Should do a PSA.
Oh, yeah. Bring out the PSA.
Okay, well, I'll play a little. We'll get a little some music going, and then we'll come up with a very special PSA. Okay, can I actually play? I'm going to play a Lil Wayne song that I do like.
I feel very passionate about ladder safety, if the ladder safety one
you
is
do?
In there.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of family members and friends afflicted by ladder
safety.
Okay,
we're going to play my favorite Lil Wayne song.
It's a dangerous dangerous.
Love's a thousand miles away. Genius, looked in the mirror, said don't let the money come between us. I'm loaded, loaded at my earliest convenience. But fuck 'em, I feel like I got 10 middle fingers. I'm sipping in this bitch and popping uppers. Gotta take this that shit that give a flower color. And some bitch named Wonder Woman told me not to wonder. The crumbs, you only see them when the cookie crumble, real shit. Nigga, my candle still lit, had to swallow my pride though. Swear it tastes like spearmint. Big up to my nigga with the strap on him. I never turn my back on him. Cause nigga act like they cool with you. But a lot of these niggas be transformers. A lot of these players be bench warmers. The game ain't easy, but it's fair, nigga. I'ma sit in this stone so long. Till it's a fucking rock and chill, nigga. Bad bitch playing my hair, nigga. She said, relax to him, baby, don't stress out. But I got a lot of shit on my mind, though. She said, let that shit work itself out. Let that shit work itself out. C5. Yeah, back in this bitch. Told you left this bitch. Like you knew this bitch was gonna let your ass back in this bitch. Yeah. But ain't nobody else like you in this bitch. Yeah. Ain't nobody else like you in this bitch. See to you a psychic. Cause you said there'll be days like this. They want a piece of me, I ain't the one to serve and slices. Please swallow, I had my share of dirty diapers, real shit. Pussy niggas on that guilt trip. It'll be on in a heartbeat. You can hear no pussy nigga shit skip. I fear God, never fear men. Give back, never give in. Be eyes, never be women. Keep an open mind, let them peek in it. Reach highs, never reach limits. Need mines, I don't need plenty. This C5, this for B.I. and left eye and T-Bys. When I seen Chili at a Floyd fight, I almost asked her to creep with me. But I was young and I held my tongue. But with that tongue, I just keep spitting. So it all worked out. And now I'm in this bitch. And life said to him, you know me for way too long. I never changed, you know I've been this bitch. Yeah. And then she said, looked in the mirror, but you wasn't there. I couldn't find you. I'm looking
for that big old smile full of diamonds. Instead, I found this letter you ain't finished writing. It read, I'm sorry for even apologizing. I tried compromising and went kamikazing. I found my mama's pistol where she always had it. I cried, put it to my head and thought about it. Nobody was home to stop me, so I called my auntie. Hung up, then put the gun up to my heart and ponder. Too much was on my conscience to be smart about it. Too torn apart about it, I ain't where my heart was pounding. I shot it, and I woke up with blood all around me. It's mine, I didn't die, but as I was dying, God came to my side and we talked about it. He sold me another life, and he made a profit. And he said, yeah, I'm still in this bitch. Yeah, thank God, cause I'm still in this bitch. Woo. But he said, remember this. Ain't nobody else like you in this bitch. Can't even remember when I didn't, bitch. Yeah. Now I'm out this bitch. I'm out this bitch. And it all worked out.
All right, guys, we have a little bit of a PSA. It's an organ donation PSA. So signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency, locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. You also have to designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplant. Also, fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement for WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
sleeping with the enemy. My demons are too intimate. She's sleeping very gently, so now they starting to enter it, and now they starting to mentor me. Geeking like Brittany, tweaking my energy, eating die sympathy, screaming cry infamy. Come alive mentally and love die physically. My love cried miserably, hugs getting looser, her tongue tied kissing me. She fucked died nigga, see now they both igging me. But demons got dignity, demons got memories. I had a little revenge in me, so now I'm at sentencing. About to start giggling and then I start sizzling. Demon with demons, a demon with demons. She agreed on my demands too, bought the demon out her ass too. I'm a demon, not the man, you.
All I want you to do is
a demon with the mans, a demon with the mans. I'm a demon with the mans. I got demons on the man, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a demon, not the man, you. You bought the demon, not the man, ooh. Bought the demon, not the man, ooh. The demon, not the man, ooh. Bought the demon, not the man, ooh. You done pulled the demon, not the man. Pulled the demon, not the pants. Put the demon in your mouth and pulled it clean up out your ass. Took her demon by the hands. Asked the demon, can we dance? Found a halo in her trash, but she don't talk about her past. A demon with the mans, a demon with the mans. I'm a demon with the mans. I got demons on the man, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a demon by the man too, yeah. But the demon on the man, ooh. She agreed on my demands too. You done bought the demon, not the man, ooh. Bought the demon, I have to. Sleeping with the enemy, my demons are too intimate. She's sleeping very gently, so now they starting to enter it, and now they starting to mentor me. Geeking like Brittany, tweaking my energy, eating die sympathy, screaming cry infamy. Come alive mentally and love die physically. My love cried miserably, hugs getting looser, her tongue tied kissing me. She fucked died nigga, see now they both igging me. But demons got dignity, demons got memories. I had a little revenge in me, so now I'm at sentencing. About to start giggling and then I start sizzling. Demon.
Demon, not the man. Pull the demon out the pants. Put the demon in your mouth and pull the cleaner out your ass. Took her demon by the hands. Asked the demon, can we dance? Found a halo in her trash, but she don't talk about her past. What the demon out her ass to? Remember we would dream about kids, trying to get that V with that crib. Back when you used to bees with that crib. Gotta give a little to get a little bit in return now. Tables turn now, and you heard about me and my bitch. I'm just trying to chill, cause lately I've been thinking about you and rebuild. Walk around like you love feelings. I could tell he not fulfilling. You in love with me still. They say only if looks could kill for real. You walk around town with that guy. When you pass by, I just laugh like.
Oh, we're back. Okay, let's go. All right.
We're back on.
Yeah, we're back. After some technical difficulties.
Like 18 million technical difficulties.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sorry if this entire show is completely silent and no one can hear us. It's been a great hour.
It was fun for us.
It's been fun for us in the institution.
Yeah. Now, I've been thinking, too, about this organ donation. Are you guys organ donors?
Yeah.
How could you say no to donating organs?
Are you not an organ donor?
No, I want to keep all mine.
You're not an ordinary.
Just kidding. Those guys are greedy out there. Are you kidding me? I want to keep my heart, except for my brain. That's going to research in the medical field. Very highly. I've been contacted numerous times.
Sought after.
Very intelligent.
If you know what I've been thinking about? Like, there was this ethical. I saw this article the other day, and it's like, should people be allowed to sell certain organs or like certain parts of your body in exchange for cash? Because like, you can't. But people are saying, like, should you be able to sell? Like,
obviously not. That's like black market. No. It's like, wake up in a bathtub full of ice. Like, where are my kidneys?
Legally. People are like, some doctors and like people have proposed like people should be able to sell like your kidney for like $20,000. Like, what if you want to pay off your student loans? You don't need your kidney. Like, should you be able to
do
that?
Oh, your own organs.
No, your own.
But sell it for what?
You were like, can I go out and steal people's organs?
The question is, like, what would the market for that look like?
It's expensive. It's
probably a lot of people that need organs.
Yeah, it's like hundreds of thousands, I think, if it's a crucial organ.
So then, but then you're adding another thing about like health insurance. Like, is the health insurance going to pay for that, or like, are people who need the organs going to shell out
the health
money?
Insurance is not going to pay for you voluntarily removing your organs.
No, I'm talking about like whoever you're selling it to. Like, is the health insurance going to pay for it?
What? Like, your like life-saving operation? Probably, yeah.
Now, what if I decide I want one eye. I think I can live with one eye. Can I sell my eye just for...
Oh, my
is that
gosh.
Could you make a cosmetic argument that I really like eye patches, and it's not authentic unless I don't have an eye?
No, because then... See, that's going to open a whole can of worms of, like, people walking around with, like, one leg,
but
like,
it's
one
already,
eye.
People already do that.
No, but, on purpose.
Like, the split... No, I know.
That's some, like, apocalyptic.
Have you ever
seen apocalyptic.
The split tongues and stuff? Like, the...
What?
Like, you never seen people split their tongue so it looks like
a
snake?
Yeah, but that's not because they're donating their tongue.
With a split tongue.
Yes.
Like, oh, 100%.
That's a normal one.
Without online, like, someone not online, a real person.
I've never seen a real person with a split tongue.
I'm sure I've run into one. All right, like, I have.
You think so? Or the crazy people you see those all the times with the ear holes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just
that's a gross one.
When I was on the train coming back from Boston, someone had a huge one. Like,
what if you went up behind them and stuck your fingers in and you're like...
I was thinking about it, actually. I was like, what if I just, like, yank or, like, try to hang?
I got you on a leash.
Hook things onto it.
Or what if you had a kid,
like,
and you have, like, a little baby on your shoulder, just, like, right down your ear. Oh. I've had people... My mom's friend, she, like... I mean, because your earlobes get, like... I mean, mine don't, but, like... Where the earlobes get, like, just, like, pulled down, and her earlobe, like, split through because she was wearing,
really heavy earrings.
Like, saggy earlobe stitch. You know, Kris Jenner got earlobe rejuvenation.
Oh. That's going to happen to me once
they put, like,
I inevitably
they put, like, Botox
my
and
nose
stuff
around.
In your ear, and they, like, reconstruct it so it doesn't look like you have saggy earlobes, because people actually care about that.
No one cares about that.
The Jenners do.
The Jenners are, like, 70%
realistically, if I had, like, a really, like, long hole in my earlobe, I might get it, like, sewn up.
Well, yeah, but wouldn't that be voluntary at that point, though?
Yeah, like, it's your fault that you have that hole in the earlobe in the first place.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
That's something.
Oh, what if, like, all so my, like,
would be
like
really
this.
Convenient if you
what
love
if my
to play
nose
frisbee, though.
Sags down.
Frisbee? Keep one up there at all times.
Just throw one.
Hey, catch.
Yeah,
throw it out.
Like, you have, like, a huge thing.
No, probably not a full frisbee. Maybe frisbee golf.
No, what about a cracker? You can keep a cracker up there if you're hungry.
Ritz?
Ritz, a little buttery Ritz.
A singular Ritz. Not any.
An Oreo. You can just keep one.
You can keep crackers of multiple sizes, and you could stack them, like, in a little small... Can you see how big you get it? Like, an Oreo, and then a Ritz, and, like, an Oreo.
Oh, a Ritz?
Yeah, you could, like, stack them, like, because if you want... So say the cracker, like, this is your lobe, but then the cracker were like in here, like,
oh,
this.
Yeah.
But how are they gonna stick to
like
each
a whole sleeve?
Because you could, like, dunk your ear into the milk.
I could see that being, like, down south, like your holster. Like in the world. Like, you're showing people what you got. You know?
Keep a boomerang up there.
That'd be like the ultimate glamour earring.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever do a crazy body modification
ever.
Like,
no, I can't. No. Think of
have any of you guys seen the alien man?
Who's trying to be an alien.
He goes to Mexico and he says, "Take my hand." Like,
he doesn't have any fingers. He has like three fingers on each hand.
Yeah.
He's like this.
Oh, that's so freaky.
Like little claws, and then he has like horns in his head and like scales and like.
Although.
What's or his... people that dye their, like, you ever see people that dye their...
Their eyeball.
Their eyeballs.
Yeah. And this is, guys, this is with no judgment.
No.
We love no everyone if you and have respect.
This, you're beautiful. I love you.
I hope you're listening.
I hope you're not listening.
Alien man, if you're out there.
Then you have some new ideas.
Come on
what to put in your ears.
We'd love to have ideas. You on our show.
That's great.
We'd love to hear you.
People of Medford would love you.
Yeah. I don't know how many Medford aliens there are, though.
There's got to be at least one.
I feel like there's kind of
over under one Medford
not
alien.
Not to get into the weeds with 3 minutes left, but you guys believe in aliens?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. 1,000,000,000%.
She's very sure of that.
Yeah, I'm, well, of course.
1,000,000,000%
Yeah, I'm pretty confident as well. Also pretty confident that they're here on the Earth right now.
Whoa. Really?
That's
I'm going to throw that out. They're in the oceans.
Wait, guys, can I just give my theory in the next 2 minutes?
Bottom of the ocean.
This is my theory. My theory is that since the universe is infinite, every single thing ever is real and possible. Every single thing is real and possible.
Yeah, this is the Murphy's Law.
One, there's another Earth that's exactly the same, except, like, I'm not hosting this radio show right now. Or, like, there's another Earth that's exactly the same, except there's aliens everywhere.
Are you talking about multiverse, or are you talking about Murphy's Law?
No, 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 like, I don't know what that is.
Murphy's Law is anything that can, anything that can happen will happen.
No, 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 that's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that everything that... Like, everything is happening, like, somewhere in the universe. Like, there's anything happening, ever. Anything.
I don't know, because it's not... But the universe isn't infinite. It's just... It's infinitely expanding.
Yeah,
I don't think... I think what you're talking about is multiverse, and then that's something different.
No, because, like, there's another Earth that's just square. But, like, our Earth, there's a circle, but that one's square.
But
like,
everything's the same, but you can just everything's
walk off the it. Same, except it's a square.
Have you ever been tested for a low IQ?
No.
All right, guys.
On that note, we're going to play the outro.
Yeah.
Oh, I really want to get a good outro song going.
You have 24 seconds.
Oh, guys, ready? Okay, great outro song.
Do a YouTube outro. So
this better live up to that.
All right, see you guys.
Ready? Wait, 3, 2, 1.
That was sick.